This is Dan Damon in London. Lakes made of jelly. Well, that sounds like something from a Roald Dahl story, doesn't it? But it's not good news that the lakes in Canada, some of them, are slowly but steadily turning into a jelly-like substance. We can talk to Dr. Andrew Tallentzap, who's a plant scientist from Cambridge University in England, who's been looking into that. The cause of the jelly?
Hi, Dan. Yes, so the cause of the jelly is in fact a small planktonic animal of only about 1 millimeter in size called Holopedium glacialis. And this animal is found throughout the Northern Hemisphere in North America. It's in the Lake District here in the UK and in Scandinavia. And what we've discovered using preserved remains of animals and lake sediments is that this jelly-clad organism has increased quite markedly in abundance since pre-industrial times in two very different regions of Canada, separated by about 1,500 kilometers, and that these trends are mirrored in lakes that my colleagues have been studying over the last 35 years. Now, this is all happening because of the chemical nature of these jelly organisms, these Holopedium. And what they do is they envelop themselves in this large jelly-like capsule to make it hard for predators to swallow them. Now this jelly is made out of starch-like compounds, and that's in sharp contrast to the dominant planktonic animals in most temperate lakes, known as the water flea. So what water fleas do is they build these calcified carapaces. You can think of it almost like a lobster, and they do that to protect themselves from predators. But that carapace is very costly in terms of calcium, so these animals need roughly 10 times the calcium as the jelly organisms, and that's a problem because calcium levels have been falling across these lakes as a sort of remaining legacy of industrial pollution.
So this is a creature that likes pollution, actually, or is it that it doesn't like it, but it needs to protect itself, and that's where the jelly is coming in?
Right. So it's not that it likes pollution. It likes the sort of environments that's been created from this legacy of pollution. So we've stopped pollution, but we've created this new environment with much lower calcium concentrations. And the reason being is that what industrial pollution does is it deposits acid on the landscape. And that's very effective at displacing calcium from soil much more quickly than it's being replenished by natural weathering processes. So despite stopping acid rain and curbing emissions, the damage has been done. We've pushed out all this calcium from soils, and we've depleted that storage capacity of soil surrounding many of these lakes. And many studies have shown that as a consequence, there's a lot less calcium being exported into freshwater in North America and Northern Europe. So because there's this less calcium, there's less calcium in these waters, the water flea can't get the nutrients that it requires to survive and reproduce, leaving all this uneaten food behind for the jelly organisms that don't need as much calcium to exploit.
And therefore, there's not much that can be done. I'm just tweeting a picture of it, if anyone is interested to see what this looks like. Somebody with a handful of what is, it does look like frog spawn almost.
Exactly,
it is. It's very thick. But how much of it is there? I mean, if you're swimming in the lakes of Canada, do you feel this stuff all around you?
Well, you might actually sort of start in some of these lakes to take notice. The big concern is actually for water filtration. So in many parts of Canada, surface waters are extracted as drinking water and for in industrial activities. And what that handful of sort of almost looks like frog spawn that you're seeing can do is that's really effective at clogging water filtration devices. And there's already been an example from the Pacific Northwest in the US of how one of these jelly blooms can be a nuisance for water intakes. So that's kind of the immediate concern, is that there might have to be upgrades to water filtration infrastructure.
Fantastic. Thanks very much indeed. Well, fantastic and disturbing. Andrew Tallentzap, plant scientist from Cambridge University, and as I say, at BBC Dan Damon, all one word. If you follow me on Twitter, you can see a picture of the goo. It's very weird.